from the great outdoors. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, December 29th, 2021. 25 degrees here in Colorado, a little chilly out. As cruise lines look to restart service in Hawaii in January, they continue to hammer out port agreements that must be in place. According to Hawaii News, now some local medical experts are suggesting that in addition to the currently in place vaccination requirements, Hawaii should also insist that cruise ship visitors who want to disembark have their required booster shot. So far, none of the major lines sailing out of the U.S. require booster shots, although all of them have recommended that passengers do get them. Just last week, Cunard announced mandatory booster requirements for sailings on Queen Mary 2 beginning January 14th. And a bit of good news for those who do wind up contracting COVID-19. That's scary, I even have to say that. The CDC has shortened the recommendation isolation time for those who are asymptomatic from 10 days to 5 days in quarantine. The CDC says the new guidance comes as a result of growing evidence that people who contract the disease are most infectious in the 2 days before and 3 days after symptoms develop. This means that cruisers who quarantine after receiving a positive test will be able to vastly reduce their time in isolation as long as they remain asymptomatic. And a tragic tale out of Miami, where a 15-year-old died during last week's sailing on MSC Seashore. Although he initially believed to have gone overboard, it was later revealed that he in fact died on board the ship. In a statement from MSC Cruises, the company said a young man traveling with his family on board MSC Seashore appears to have died of suicide Wednesday evening. Our team immediately notified authorities, and our care team is assisting in the young man's family on board. Following protocols, when the ship returned to Miami, an investigation was undertaken, even though foul play was not suspected. Seashore was returning to Miami following a 5-day cruise when the incident occurred. And cruise line stocks were flat on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation 20.91, Royal Caribbean 78.28, and Norwegian 21.95. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in chilly Colorado, where hopefully the views will start coming in tomorrow at another rest area here, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a good one.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.